Hey y'all, and welcome back to the Chat with T podcast. I'm your host T, and we are back for another episode. This is episode number 5. I always wonder where I'm being listened to at. Like, is this playing in your car, or is this playing while you're on the treadmill? Like, I always wonder, like, where are people listening to me from? So, in today's episode, we are getting real about the types of men you need to avoid, like at all costs. Like, if they come your way, please just run. Run and just turn the other way. Right? From the emotionally unavailable to the outright disrespectful, you don't deserve or need that type of energy, okay? I have had my fair shares of encounters with these types of men. You know, I now know to avoid them, and I'm sharing some things you need to look for just in case one of these types happen to come your way. And I might do a part 2 to this. I'm not too sure yet, but here is part 1 of the types of men you need to steer clear of. First on the list, we have Mr. Nice Guy. These are the type who genuinely believe that because they are nice, that they deserve a pat on the back, or they deserve a cookie, or your cookie. Newsflash, you don't get brownie points for being a decent human being. Be very cautious of encountering this type. They think they are entitled to you, your body, your time. Like, you owe all of it to them because they are nice. That's all they have to go with. And as soon as he doesn't get his way, all that nice shit goes out the window, right? If someone has to go on a rant about something they are before proving it, 9 times out of 10, they are probably not what they're claiming to be, right? If you are whatever you claim to be, you don't have to say it because your actions are going to speak for you. As soon as you don't reciprocate their energy, when you don't give in to them, they will definitely act out or show their true colors. Number 2, Mr. Obsessed over his ex. Okay, so funny story, but it wasn't so funny at the time. I dated a guy who always talked shit about his ex. And at the time, I was like, hell yeah, he hates his ex. And I don't have to worry about this girl crawling back into the picture because he hates her. But after a while, and even thinking back now, that was a major red flag. He mentioned his ex in every conversation. I mean, every little thing that reminded him of her. And it began to make me feel a little bit uncomfortable. For one, it showed me he wasn't really over her and that maybe he was still seeking closure, or maybe that hate was his way of getting over her. I don't know. Second, it put a strain on us and our relationship because it made it harder for me to get close to him and for us to get to know each other more. Basically, he was unable to fully let me in because he was still so hurt over his ex, even though he never flat out said it. His actions spoke for him. Always pay attention to those actions, y'all. With all that being said, if you are dating someone who is still grieving their past relationships or showing signs of bitterness toward their ex, you should probably exit stage left. Next is Mr. Disrespectful. Any man who disrespects you, he does not love you. He does not care about you. You know, I stayed in situations far longer than I needed to because I feared being alone. I just wanted to say that I had someone or that I was involved with someone. So I allowed this constant disrespect. And my self-love wasn't present. I didn't realize my worth. And so at the time, I thought it was okay to allow men to disrespect me or to make me feel less than. Because hey, you know what? At least I had somebody. At least I had a spot in his life. However, the space that I'm in now, the mindset that I now possess, right? I would no longer tolerate disrespect. And I do not want you ever tolerating disrespect from someone. Now that I'm more secure with myself, more confident, recognizing my worth, like I've already been through it, so I've reached a level of self-love and maturity to where I'm not going to subject myself to any pain from anyone just to say that I got somebody. Fuck no. You put up with so much shit because you fear being alone. You're not 100% comfortable with yourself. When you lack confidence in yourself and you lack self-love and you don't realize your worth, you truly accept any behavior, the bare minimum, bottom of the barrel. You start to normalize it. But I'm here to tell you that you don't deserve to be disrespected. No one does. Mr. Emotionally Unavailable. Someone who is emotionally unavailable is someone who they avoid commitment. They might avoid talking about their feelings or their relationships. They just simply don't like opening up, right? This type of behavior could be damaging, and it's not something that you can fix. And I think that these types of men were the most common for me, because if you know me, or you know a little bit about me, right, you know that I enjoy solving problems and fixing things. So because of this, I was always so drawn to men who were emotionally unavailable and who were so damaged. And I enjoy trying to fix and, you know, make the men my personal projects. You know, I wanted to save them. And I eventually realized, you know, I don't have the power to fix them, and it's not my job to. But it became so draining, because when someone is unavailable emotionally, trying to get them to open up is like pulling teeth, or you would feel like you're talking to a brick wall. So my advice to you, if you are dealing with a man who is emotionally unavailable, definitely give them the time and space needed to heal and work on themselves from within. You don't necessarily have to cut them off unless you want to, but just know they don't need to be seriously dating at the moment. And remember that you can't fix them. And let's be real, right? It's not your job to. You aren't Bob the Builder, or as I said in my previous episodes, like, you're not a build-a-man workshop, right? They have to figure out what is causing them to be so closed off and to be so shut down. And honestly, you're never gonna feel better until you stop needing something from them they are truly unable to give. Realizing if they can't give you emotional stability or they fail to possess that themselves, then you just have to look elsewhere. Number 5. Mr. Empty Promises. An empty promise is when someone says they are going to do something, but then they don't follow through, right? So let's say he says he's going to call you at 6:30 because that's when he's free, or he promised he would take you somewhere, but then he doesn't. I know no one is perfect and we all fall short sometimes, but it's so important to realize that if he's constantly making promises and he's just unable to follow through, he may not be trying to take you serious. I love a man who is a man of his word. Like, his word is his bond, right? Like, when you say something, stand on that 110%. And honestly, a simple, hey, like, I apologize that I forgot to call you when I said that I would, let me make it up to you. That goes such a long way. If I can see you putting in the effort to make things right, listen, we're gonna be good. You know, some people don't even apologize and they act as if they don't bring it up or probably forgot. But if you're someone like me, listen, I don't forget anything, right? So moral of the story, if you are with someone who can't keep a simple promise and they don't follow up with something, if you forgot or whatever the case may be, listen, kick him to the curb and do not look back. So I say all of this to say that you do not need to be involved with any of the men I have listed above, okay? This is free game. Take these gems and prosper, all right? Know your worth and never settle. And of course, always check yourself, because like I said, no one is perfect and we all have shit to work on. We can control who we choose to entertain, right? So if you know they ain't shit, don't entertain them, right? And finally, know your worth, because it makes it so much easier to let go of people who aren't working out for you or who aren't aligned with your best self. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to leave a rating and review. Thank you so much for tuning in, Chat with T fam. I will see you on the next episode of Chats with T.